Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
Good morning, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we open your word this morning, once again we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forth, Father, to give us knowledge and greater understanding of this your word, to help us, Father, to build faith strong and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in your word, Father, so that we can grow thereby and make heaven our home. Our Father, be with us throughout the study this morning, and I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the fourth chapter of the book of Luke. Give you just a minute to get there. Now, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, this first verse is starting out right after the Lord Jesus has been baptized. You know, he was baptized there in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. That's also where he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, he's returned from Jordan, and he is being led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 2. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. It's 40 days. 40 days without food. Didn't eat anything. How'd you like to go on a fast that long? Now, three. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones that it be made bread. But you know, the thing about it is, Satan really knew who he was. He knew exactly who he was. And he knew he was, and what his sonship was all about. But, you see, because of what he's going through, Satan still got it in his head that he can tear things down because he is wanting to put himself above Almighty God. Now, four, and Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. When we get the idea that the word of God is not important, we need to remember verses like this. And this is only one of few. In fact, one of, you know, you'll find several places and different things used that will mean the same thing. Now, five. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, showing him everything. Six. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Now he's telling him that all that power has been given unto him, and he can give it to anybody and anyone that he wants to give it to. Anything, see, to bring man down. Because he knew if the Lord would worship him, then he would be wrong in his father's eyes, and he would be in a whole lot of trouble. Now, seven. Thou, therefore, wilt worship me, all shall be thine. That's what Satan's telling him again there in seven. Twice in two verses, he's tried to give him and to catch him. Now, eight. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You see, Jesus being tempted just like we get tempted here on the earth today. And he's using scripture and answering Satan, which really is what we should do. But you know, we can't answer with something we don't know. And the reason we don't know it is because we don't take the time to study it and to learn what it's all about. And we don't walk with that power of God in us. And it's not God's fault. It's our own, because we will not choose to walk with him. Instead, we walk the ways of selfishness and self-pride in the ways of this world out here. Now, 9. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. You see, Satan knows scripture even. He knows what he's doing. But he's still trying, because of his own self-pride and selfishness, trying to put himself over our Heavenly Father. Now, Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Uh-oh. Let's not be tempted. We just see it here. But he's telling Satan that. It is said, Thou shalt the Lord thy God. 13. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. You see, when he can't tempt you and I, he'll leave us. We can tell him to go in Jesus' name, and he has to go. But it doesn't mean he won't be back, because he will. Think of some other way or something so he can come back to bother us. Now, because his aim is to drag us away from the Lord our God. 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region around about. 15. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Now, you know, initially Jesus drew high praise. Also, his rejection is already about to come about with us. We'll be able to see it here. Right now, he's in this earth. He's actually standing in pain. 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what he was reading from the book of Isaiah. 20. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He's letting them know that that has been fulfilled. 22. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? You see, now they're trying to place him here in the way of being just a man. Now 23. And he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. Now, 24. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own. Think about that. You wonder why your family and your friends, when you accept and put on the Lord Jesus Christ, why they treat you like they do? And you see right here, he's letting you and I know that that will happen. Now, 25. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. 26. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. 27. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naamah, the Syrian. Now, you know, he's letting them know all of this, you know, because they are beginning to reject him. 28, and all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. These things he's telling them has made them angry now. 29, and rose up, this bunch is angry, rose up and thrust him out of the city. They took him and put him out of the city and led him unto the bow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They want to throw him down a hill now. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. There's so many of them that he passed through them and went on his way, and they didn't even know he'd done it. Now, 31. He went on his way, and he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And you see, that is the way we are to speak today. It's with the power of his word. And it's full of power. But it's the way we use it, the way we speak it, the way we stand on it. Now, 33. And in the synagogue, there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, 34, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." You see, even the demons know him. They know him. And know who he is. 35. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. 36. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they came out." Yes, they will. They have to. They can't stand against the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. 37. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. He's getting really known now. 38. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. In other words, she got up and started fixing things for them. 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. He healed them all. He didn't leave none out. He healed them all. Now, 41. Not only did he heal them with sickness, and devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, "Thou art Christ, the Son of God." And he rebuked them and suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. 42. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him that he should not depart from them. 43. And he said unto them, "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, For therefore am I sent. He said, that's the reason that I had been sent. In the last verse now of chapter 4. And he preached in the synagogue of Galilee. And we have come to the end of chapter 4. Now, chapter 5, the 39 verses. And we're going to get started in it and we'll see what God has for us and where he takes us to. Verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, verse 2, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their net. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. He let him know, let down your net. You see, he was a fisherman. You're going to let him catch him some fish. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. 6. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. They got so many now that the net is not wanting to hold together. And it's wanting to break. 7. And they beckoned them to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Looks like they find out, you know, we can really trust the Lord. Now, 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. 9. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. 10. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch, in other words, you see, Matthew said that he'd make them fishers of men. This is the same meaning, but stated just a little different. Fear not. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men, which has the same meaning, but worded just a little different. Now, 11. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him, leaving their ships to follow him. 12. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, canst make me clean. 13. You see, he's not saying, you know, and using any doubt other than thou wilt. Because he knows he can. Now, 13. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. Five words is all he used. No long drawn out prayer, nothing. I will. Be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. It was gone. 14. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. You see, for cleansing and things that way, they had certain sacrifices they had to make. And that's what he's telling them to do. Go to the priest now, because as long as he was leprosy, he couldn't go to the priest. Now Jesus is sending them back, as he is cleansed. 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now, 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. You see, he is doing a lot of healing. And yet today, mankind don't look to him for healing. And it's just as strong today, that healing power is, as it was in that day and time. Now, if you will believe and put your faith and your trust in him, he'll do what you need done. Now, Seventeen, it came to pass certain days as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors and the law, all sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. Think about where all these have come from. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. You see, now, 18. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, you see, they couldn't get him in to him. The multitude was too great. So they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. They lay down through the roof. Now, 20. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And of course, you know, there's going to be a bunch. It's not going to like that. Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? They're already starting again on him. Anything he does, there's always someone around that is not satisfied with it. 22. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise up and walk. 24. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. 26. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. Now they're saying they see strange things today. We're going to stop here. And God willing, we'll pick up with verse 27 this evening and continue on through the study of Luke, wherever the Holy Spirit takes us. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your words, Father, we're thanking you for your word and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, I'm asking that you use each and every one of us in great and mighty ways, Father, to reach out to the lost of this world, those that are walking in darkness, that we can be of help in teaching them that they need a Savior, that they within themselves cannot make heaven their home, that they need the Lord Jesus Christ, they need to repent to Him and ask of His forgiveness. Father, we know that when man does this in honesty and sincerity, he is in no way turned out, and that he can start making his way down that pathway of righteousness to leading home when he steps out of this life and into the next. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are, we pray for them. And we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. In Jerusalem, Israel, Father, we do pray for peace for them because they have very little peace, especially now, Father, in these days and times. But we pray more, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. Father, for this land of ours that has turned its back upon the Lord Jesus and upon you and upon the church because of the evil leaders that we have in our government and in some of our churches, Father. And Father, may we pray, all of your children pray, for them to be removed from office and replaced with those that belong to you, that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, loves your church and your people and this country, and will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, to all of us that is connected with this ministry, Father, at this time, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy and her husband Tom, her son Jacob, James Taylor, Bobby and Millie John, myself, and all of our families. Father, we all have family members that are walking in darkness. May the Holy Spirit work in our families, Father. Work with those that are in darkness. Help to bring them to light, and that light being Jesus Christ, so that none be lost, Father, and all can make heaven their home. Now, Father, be with us as we prepare to separate this for the day. Keep us safe and bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Watch over us now, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Have a great day. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.